Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacia Martindale, French and History graduate from the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, March 26, 1938, Barbadians were alerted in the Observer newspaper that a labor scheme's Aruba had been abortive, causing considerable inconvenience to the prospective workers. This bad news came in the form of a telegram for the British consul in Aruba, who advised that recruits are not required. With high unemployment at home, Barbadians had been eager to work in the oil industry in Aruba. Indeed, well before the arrival of the telegram, arrangements had been made for 172 artisans to travel to the Dutch colony, following a visit to Barbados by the agent of the Lagos Oil Company Limited. The Observer newspaper informed that these artisans were going on very satisfactory terms with transportation to Aruba at the company's expense. To qualify for a free return package, a laborer was required to work at least 6 months. Employment was guaranteed for 1 year, with free housing and medical attention. Those desirous of traveling were required to produce a police certificate of good conduct. Another requirement was for the would-be migrant to be medically examined and vaccinated, with the cost borne by the migrants. However, according to the Observer, this opportunity did not materialize, as the Barbados government took too long to mobilize the funding for the venture. The Observer noted that while the government delayed action, hundreds of workers from other Caribbean territories were pouring into Aruba. Thus, according to the Observer, the scheme had to be aborted, crushing the hopes of dozens of artisans and blocking an admirable avenue for relieving some of the labor congestion in the local market. We can only imagine how those who were preparing to travel to Aruba felt when the news to abort broke in the Observer on this day, March 26, 1938.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.